Wow. It's an awesome thing that we are experiencing now. This is the first Sunday in Advent. Wow. Advent is something really special because the people from years ago were in Advent waiting for the Messiah. Now we, as people alive and well, 2,000 plus years later, know that Advent took place and Jesus Christ was born. And we celebrated this week with the online service in a complete Chrismon service, along with all the symbols and the description. So I hope and pray you take time on this first Sunday in Advent and to follow along. You can always pause it because it is rather lengthy, but it does give you all the information, all the symbols. I was telling somebody last week, one of the things that's on the cross on the altar is, says IHS. I, even as a pastor, didn't know what that meant. I thought maybe it meant in his service. But when I did one of the first Chrismon services, I found out that IHS is the first letters in Greek for the name of Jesus. So, not only is it a wonderful service praising God, but you will get to understand all the different symbols that we have. And it's very educational, it's very spiritual, and it's also very edifying. So I hope and pray that you go ahead and follow the Chrismon service that's laid out here on the website. We have all kinds of wonderful things happening. This particular Sunday, we're doing the Chrismon service, and we won't be doing Holy Communion until next week. Tina and Travis Oaks are lighting the Advent candle this week in church, and we will have a different family light the Advent candle in the reef every Sunday through until Christmas Eve, and we will be having a Christmas Eve candlelight service at the end of Advent, and it'll be at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 5:30, depending on when the sun sets. It's winter time, you know. But anyhow, thank you for tuning in to the Bethel United Methodist Church website and listening to the welcome and announcements. We have a lot of things planned, a lot of wonderful things as we prepare for the coming of Christ. Now, we know that He's already came. So what is Advent to us now? We are in a constant state of Advent because what? Jesus said He was going to return. And He said, watch and pay attention. And that's what we're doing. We're watching and paying attention that He could break the eastern sky at any time and return to this planet called Earth. Wow, what a wonderful thing that would be. And then we will be able to help Him set up His kingdom here on Earth. It's a wonderful thing. All of the saints that went on before us will be with Him. And if we're blessed to be in the rapture and not experience physical death, we'll be here too. But if we did go home to be with the Lord, then in that little book of Jude, it says we are going to return with Christ and set up His kingdom. You know what is really special is we all have different gifts and graces, and God's got a job planned for us in the new kingdom. So take heart, my child. He's coming soon. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Hope and pray you had a good Thanksgiving Day. What a joy it is to be able to break bread together and say, thank you, God, for all our blessings. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.